Pope Benedict XVI is on the second day of his three-day pilgrimage to Austria, marking the 850th anniversary of the Marian shrine, Mariazell. Joining us live from Austria is our own Veronica Scarisbrick. Good evening, Veronica.
Good evening, Paul.
Veronica, as we join you on air, we understand Pope Benedict XVI is concluding evening prayer on this, the Feast of Our Lady's Nativity.
Yes, that's right, Paul. Before I speak to you about Vespers, a word about the weather at the Marian Shrine of Mariazell, where the Pope went today. All the pilgrims who've come back, when I asked them what happened there, they said it was a very wet day, a spiritually wet day. By the way, it was so appalling, the Pope even had to change his plans this morning and opt to go there by car instead of by helicopter as previously planned. He's actually just left Mariazell, making his way back to Vienna. He's still in the little hamlet itself. Vienna's about 90 miles away, and he has to go down on what is a very windy road. The shrine, you know, is in a very remote area in the Styrian Alps, and it's a very sleepy place normally, with neat pink houses and only three roads, but today it was literally invaded by over 30,000 pilgrims. It's a Benedictine place where the Pope said for 850 years pilgrims have been travelling, adding Mariazell has become a place of peace and reconciled unity, not only for Austria but far beyond her borders. Mariazell is in fact the most popular Marian shrine in the whole of Central Europe, drawing pilgrims from all the neighbouring nations. They came even at the time of the so-called Iron Curtain. And that's where the Vespers you were talking about have just taken place. Gathered around Pope Benedict were Austrian priests, including the bishop of this diocese, Egon Capellari, men and women religious, deacons and seminarians. On a more personal note, the Pope's brother, Monsignor Georg Ratzinger, was also present. It was a moving ceremony in the Basilica, where the tiny Lindenwood Romanesque statue of Our Lady with the Christ child on her lap, which so many pilgrims come here to venerate, is housed. With an evocative image, Pope Benedict encouraged all present to be beacons of light in today's society, in political and economic life, in cultural circles and research. Let your light shine, he said, even if it's only a flicker amid so many deceptive lights. It nonetheless draws its power and splendour from the great morning star, the risen Christ, whose light shines brightly and will never die out. Another high point of this evening's Vespers was also connected to light. It regarded the symbolic lighting of a candle, which had been brought to Mariazell all the way from Sibiu in Romania, where the third ecumenical assembly is currently taking place.
Now, of course, Veronica, the focus of the Pope's visit was today's Mass at the Marian Shrine, wasn't it?
Yes, before I tell you about the Mass, I'd like to share with you a personal touch from this morning. Pope Benedict received two gifts, both connected to music, a CD in which all the bishops of Austria are singing away, and a precious score with music by Haydn. On a more curious note, he was asked to bless a copy of the statue at Mariazell, as it was physically close to the original, a copy which had been taken all the way to China. Getting back to this morning's open-air Mass, I'd like to mention something that struck me in particular about the Pope's homily. It's the Pope's ability to place the message of pilgrimages into context. He'd already remarked in his arrival speech at the airport in Vienna on Friday that pilgrimages are not just about shrines. And the Pope suggested we look towards Jesus precisely as we see him in the shrine of Mariazell, as the child in his mother's arms. The child Jesus, he explained, reminds us of all the children of the world, children who live in poverty, who are exploited as soldiers, who've never been able to experience the love of parents, sick and suffering children, but also those who are joyful and healthy. Europe has fewer and fewer children, and we place little trust in the future, he said. Yet the world will be deprived of a future only when the forces of the human heart and of reason enlightened by the heart no longer exist, when the face of God no longer shines upon the earth. Where God is, there is future, he said. Well, Paul, that's all from me for the moment, but why don't we listen to the National Director of the Pontifical Missionary Societies in Austria, Father Leo Masburg, as he speaks to us precisely about children.
One of the projects which we have presented to the Bishops' Conference, in order that it should be supported by the donations given to the Holy Father on the occasion of his arrival, was a project in Uganda for children soldiers to reintegrate them into society once they have the possibility to leave their commanders, their little devils, I would call them, because to turn a child into a killing machine is really the work of the devil. So as soon as they have the possibility to flee, or they are taken out, or there's a peace settlement, we have a huge project in Uganda to reintegrate them in society, because they are traumatized to the uttermost.
And our thanks there to Veronica Scarisbrick in Austria with Pope Benedict XVI.